The IEEE VTS Hall of Fame recognizes individuals who truly outstanding leadership and contributions had a significant impact on the technologies represented by the fields of interest of the IEEE VTS. The VTS is one of the oldest societies in IEEE. Dr. Rappaport is a tenured professor in the New York University NYU Electrical Engineering Department in the Tandem School of Engineering and the Kennard School of Mathematics and the NYU Grossman School of Medicine. He has co-authored over 300 papers and 20 books, including the most cited books on wireless communications, adaptive antennas, wireless simulation, and millimeter wave communication, which have been translated into 8 languages. Dr. Rappaport was first licensed in 1975 and joined ARRL that same year. He now holds an amateur extra class license. He's been an ARRL life member since 1983 and received an ARRL scholarship to help him complete his doctorate at Purdue University. Amateur radio has been more influential in my life than I could have imagined, said Rappaport. At age 14, I was able to teach adults about amateur radio and electronic principles to help them become licensed operators. I believe that led to my career in academia and teaching. Dr. Rappaport said that the amateur radio literally saved his life when he was younger. While in the hospital with acute myeloid leukemia, AML, a form of blood cancer, I asked for more time. I still am on the air today and a blessed individual, added Rappaport. The IEEE asked Dr. Rappaport to write the history of amateur radio, and he agreed on the condition that it would be available to amateur radio operators and the public at no charge. Crucible of Communications, Part 1 and 2, are complete and can be read online. He's currently working on Part 3 and hopes to have it completed in the near future. Induction ceremonies to the VTS Hall of Fame for Dr. Rappaport will be in Washington, D.C. on October 9, 2024. The Vice Director of the ARRL Southeastern Division, Jeffrey J. Jeff Beals, WA4AW, has become a silent key. He died on July 20, 2024. Beals devoted a lifetime of service to amateur radio, having served in many local clubs, the ARRL field organization, and on the ARRL Board of Directors. He was also elected Vice President of the Quarter Century Wireless Association in 2023. ARRL Southeastern Division Director Mickey Baker, N4MB, recalls that Beals' passion for service involved getting others active in service as well.